Walk into Times Square at rush hour. Neon billboards flash every second. Street performers compete for attention. Tourists snap photos while locals barrel through. Everyone's selling something. Broadway shows, designer handbags, peaches slices, Salvation. Now imagine trying to have a meaningful conversation in that chaos. That's modern marketing. We've created a world where the average person encounters over 10,000 marketing messages daily, yet remembers almost none of them. The instinct? Shout louder, buy more ads, post more content. But what if the answer isn't volume? It's clarity. What if success comes not from drowning out the competition, but from saying something worth listening to? This shift from megaphone to conversation, from broadcast to relationship, defines the central challenge facing every business today. Here's a truth that might surprise you. Marketing in 2024 operates on the same principles as the ancient marketplace. A merchant in biblical Jerusalem needed a quality product, the right location, fair pricing, and a compelling pitch. Sound familiar? The revolutionary part isn't what's changed, it's what hasn't. Despite our sophisticated analytics and AI-powered tools, we're still fundamentally trying to connect human needs with solutions. The difference is scale and speed. Radio took 38 years to reach 50 million users. Facebook did it in 2. We're drowning in 160 billion emails daily and 58 million tweets. Customer expectations have transformed. They want instant responses, mobile access, and personalized experiences while still demanding quality and value. Yet the core principle remains: understand your customer deeply, deliver genuine value, and build trust over time. The marketplace is louder, but the fundamentals of human psychology haven't evolved. We're still the same creatures who gathered around campfires to trade stories and goods. Brand control is dead. Today's consumers create, share, and remix marketing, sometimes destroying it. When PepsiCo redesigned Tropicana's packaging in 2009, sales plummeted 20% in weeks. Gap's 2013 logo redesign lasted 2 days before customer outrage forced a retreat. During the 2013 Super Bowl blackout, Oreo tweeted, "Power out? No problem. You can still dunk in the dark." That single tweet generated more buzz than million-dollar ad spots because it was timely, clever, and human. Modern marketing demands abandoning command and control thinking. Winners today, from Caribou Coffee's surprise rewards to Zillow's unbiased housing data during the market crash, treat customers as partners, not targets. Every customer interaction now carries potential for instant, worldwide broadcast. Companies embracing this reality thrive. Those clinging to control wither. Most companies claim customer focus, but deceive themselves. True customer centricity means obsessively understanding what keeps customers awake at 3 a.m., not your company's history or awards. Customers care about one thing: what's in it for me? Every benefit falls into 6 categories: making more money, making life easier, cutting costs, increasing speed, attracting more customers, or enabling new capabilities. If your marketing doesn't clearly articulate which you deliver, you're just noise. Boots, the UK pharmacy chain, exemplifies this with 18 million loyalty members. They use purchase insights to reshape store layouts, develop products, and guide strategy through direct testing and customer panels. The rise of chief customer officers from 30 worldwide a decade ago to over 400 today signals a fundamental shift. Customer voice now shapes strategy at the executive table. Southwest Airlines employee Chad Johnson retrieved a passenger's laptop containing her unpublished manuscript, generating millions in positive brand value when the story went viral. United Airlines faced global backlash for breaking guitars and dragging passengers off planes. The difference? Company culture that empowers employees as brand ambassadors versus policy enforcers. Every interaction, from delivery drivers to receptionists, carries potential for instant worldwide broadcast. When commune hotels and resorts developed their brand identity, they engaged employees company-wide, distilling 77 core values to 10, forming their spirit of commune. the resulting purpose statement, dedicated to creating transformational experiences that inspire the human spirit, guides everything from customer service to vendor negotiations. Organizations treating employees as branding afterthoughts discover those employees treat customers identically. A 2014 Gallup report revealed only 5% of consumers said social media greatly influenced buying decisions. Even the Ritz-Carlton found that dramatically increasing Facebook fans didn't boost meaningful engagement. Social platforms are tactics, not strategies. Millions of followers mean nothing if they're not your target audience. The real question isn't, should we be on social media, but are the right people engaging in ways that advance our business goals? Context matters enormously. Facebook's massive user base doesn't make it ideal for every business. Users connect with friends, not shop for B2B software. LinkedIn works for professional services, Instagram for visual brands, Twitter for real-time engagement. Match platform to purpose and audience. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Social media isn't free. Real costs include dedicated resources, content creation, and execution expertise. Without proper monitoring, customer comments go unanswered and brands suffer. Be only as social as necessary, using these tools to amplify a message worth amplifying to an audience worth reaching. Like skiing down a mountain, marketing requires balance. Too slow loses momentum. Too fast causes crashes. Five forces determine success: organizational commitment, resources, people, technology, and environment. Without organizational support, brilliant marketing fails. Executives often view marketing as an expense rather than strategic driver. Marketing leaders must educate colleagues and build internal champions. Managing up becomes as critical as managing campaigns. Resources matter beyond intentions. Strategy is your map, execution your vehicle, funding your fuel. Marketing needs minimum thresholds to work. Below that, money's wasted. Consumers typically need 7 exposures before acting, so spreading thin budgets across too many channels guarantees failure. People with curiosity and mental agility matter more than technical skills in constantly transforming landscapes. Technology offers powerful capabilities, but shouldn't drive strategy. Implement tools serving business goals, not technology for its own sake. Understanding market environment proves critical yet overlooked. Uber's disruption of taxis demonstrates how quickly stable assumptions crumble. Winning requires understanding current market attributes while preparing for inevitable change. Like musicians mastering instruments before joining an orchestra, marketers must develop individual skills before creating harmonious campaigns. Great marketing leaders build empowered teams who work cohesively, gain organizational support, and continuously improve, even learning from failures. Marketing excellence is a journey, not perfection. Even high-performing organizations excel in only half of key objectives. The secret is failing fast, starting small, learning quickly, sharing insights without scapegoating, and applying lessons forward. Organizations still need dedicated professionals to steward the marketing function, define core messages, create brand assets, develop campaigns, and measure results. Data provides valuable insights, but sound human judgment remains irreplaceable for business decisions. In a world where anyone can broadcast globally and AI generates content at scale, the winners won't be those who shout loudest. They'll be those who say something true, valuable, and human. They'll build relationships instead of chasing transactions and listen as much as they speak. Your voice doesn't need to be loudest. It needs to be yours, clear and authentic, reaching the people who need to hear it. Because when everyone's shouting, the whisper of truth cuts through like a bell.